They've done very, very well this season. I think anyone who has a look at the Premier League table can see that. They've had a bit of a sticky patch since the turn of the year. They'd only won one in eight Premier League games, but they beat Palace at the weekend, which was quite a big result for Watford. In terms of it, pretty much puts them in safe. They should be okay now. In terms of players to watch, Kike Flores has already said he's going to make a few changes to the side that sort of played against Palace, but it sounds like Troy Deeney's going to start up front, and I know he's got a very good record against Leeds. I think he's got something like six in his last five games against them, so he's very confident, and his you know, the tie's got a bit of extra meaning to him because his late father was a Leeds fan as well, so it's a game he's looking forward to. I don't think it will be easy, but I think most people do expect Watford to go through. But as I say, you know, there's no guarantees in the FA Cup.
When you look at this, obviously Watford now in a position where, like you said, safety seems to be assured, really, unless something really bad happened. As you've said, changes are going to be made. Do you think it is going to be a case that Flores really is going to go for this? Because it's a great chance for Watford to get to Wembley.
Yeah, Kike, he sort of already intimated that he will make changes, but they're not going to. It's not going to be a case of sticking out the kids or anything like that. These are all guys who sort of in the Premier League squads. They can all sort of play if needed. I think you might see people like Adelaide Guadiora, who was excellent last season when Watford got promoted. He might come in. Maybe Ketchiania, Costel Pantilimon will probably come in goal. So, you know, they're good players and they're no slouch. I think you'll still see a very strong Watford team no matter who's put out tomorrow.
And you look at some of the players that you've got, and we're talking about Ighalo and Troy Deeney. These are two lads who Steve Evans has been talking about, especially Troy Deeney, saying he should be in the England squad when it comes to the European Championships this summer. I mean, these two guys have been absolutely flying this season, haven't they?
Yeah, they've been excellent. They've sort of picked up from where they left off in the Championship, really, especially Ighalo's had a great season. But I have to say, I think, and this is a sort of thought that a lot of fans of Watford do have, that without Deeney by his side, Ighalo isn't the same striker. So I'm not surprised Steve Evans has talked up Troy. I think a lot of people have in recent weeks actually sort of been singing his name a bit for England. And it's nice for Steve Evans to say something along those lines because from what I've spoken to Troy last week, he's a big fan of Steve Evans as well. So I think there's a bit of mutual respect there.
And when you look at the success story of Watford so far, obviously I know Leicester are taking all the plaudits because of what they've done, but when you look at what Watford have done and some of the big results, you know, the win against Liverpool, for example, fantastic achievement so far for Watford.
Yeah, they've been superb, and there's not been one game, barring maybe Southampton actually away, that Watford have been completely dominated in. Kike Flores has got them very, very competitive. They're not overawed by taking on any of the sort of big boys of the Premier League. And so they've done exceptionally well. Obviously, with Leicester, nobody's going to be able to overshadow them this season just for what they've achieved. But say, so Watford have had a great season, and you know, if they stay up this season, which it looks like they're going to, there could be some very special times ahead because the Pozzos and Scott Duxbury, they know what they're doing at Watford. They're very smart owners, and they've managed to build the club up very quickly from where it was about 4.5 years ago.
And you look at the money coming into the Premier League now as well, and with Watford looking like they're going to stay in this season, that can only mean good for the future, can't it?
Yeah, of course. I know Watford are already planning to stay up. I think those plans probably got a bit more concrete in the last sort of 7 days after beating Palace. They're already sort of identifying people they want to bring in. And, you know, there are plans to add more seats going forward to the ground as well. So it is a very exciting time for Watford. And as you say, with the Premier League money, it allows clubs such as Watford to be a bit more competitive in the transfer market as well. They don't have to sort of bow down to the likes of Arsenal, Man United in the summer. If the bids come for Odion Ighalo, they can have a good chance of turning them down, or if not getting a very good fee, they can't be sort of strong-armed into selling anyone they don't want to anymore.
Well, talking of transfers, you mentioned about players coming in, and then there you talk about some players who may have gone out, you know, in seasons past with, like you said, the financial muscle of the Arsenals and the Manchester United and whatnot. Looking at the likes of Odion Ighalo, he said that he's never going to go to China. He's not going to be tempted by all that money. You know, there could have been a bid there for him. I mean, we're looking today about, you know, 100 million quid for Wayne Rooney. That's utterly ridiculous from China. But, you know, you look at the likes of Ighalo, who has been linked with Manchester United. And if Watford can keep hold of him. And it's the same with Leicester and Jamie Vardy and Riyad Mahrez, players like that. If you can hang on to those, I mean, it's a real statement of intent, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I think Ighalo is quite an interesting point, because in the summer, there was a club in China that offered $10 million for him. Watford sort of said to him, look, this is could potentially be a great deal for you. And they let him talk to them. He was offered something like £200,000 a week by this team, but he opted to turn it down and stay at Watford because he said he wanted to achieve his dream of playing in the Premier League, and leaving before he did that would have felt wrong. So he's already had the chance to go to China. He opted to stay. And I think, you know, going forward, sort of the top four as we know it, it's going to be a lot harder to stay in that with people like Watford and Leicester, and you never know who could be the next team to sort of push their way into that bracket where you can surprise the bigger clubs.
It's got a lot more interest, hasn't it, the Premier League over this past season and going into next year. It seems that there's a more level playing field with a lot of the money that's come in and been distributed about the clubs. It just seems that, you know, players want to play in the Premier League, and if they don't end up going to, say, Liverpool and Arsenal or Chelsea or Man United or Man City or whatever, they'll go to a Bournemouth, a Watford, a Leicester and have a game there, because they're still playing the Premier League. And when these fantastic players turn up, you know, it really does make a big difference. It's going to be fantastic. We're talking to Troy Deeney before as well. He's got form against Leeds. 6 goals in his last 6 games against them. What price of him scoring again this weekend?
I wouldn't be surprised at all to say he's expected to start where Ighalo might not. So it might be Troy leading the line. And as I say, it's a game that has a bit more meaning for him as well, personally. So I'd be more than confident of Troy getting on the score seat, especially seeing as he scored twice last week against Palace and his confidence is up.
Well, you know, Leeds bring a lot of noise down to their away games. They always make a good following when they go down there. There's always a lot of fans coming down, so I'm sure there's going to be a lot of noise at Vicarage Road tomorrow afternoon. But let's get down to the nitty-gritty, shall we? Let's get a prediction out of you. Let's see if we can talk about players who we should be watching out for. What's this game going to turn out like tomorrow?
I don't think it'll be easy, but I do think Watford will probably get the win. Say it kind of depends on who Flores decides to play, but either way, I think you'll be looking at a strong team. Obviously, we've touched on Deeney. You know, I think they might play Jose Manuel Girardo if he's fit as a number 10. He's been sort of a bit maligned by Watford fans, but now he's moved into a more central role. He's been very good. And I think Mario Suarez, who they signed in January, who has won La Liga with Atletico and has sort of won the Europa League. He's a very big-name player. I think he'll probably start as well, just because he needs more games to get fit and get up to speed with English football. So it'll be no matter what Watford team, it'll be a strong Watford team.
And what do you reckon about the score then?
I'm going to say 2-1 to Watford.